Hi everyone, welcome to the Bright and Quirky Child Online Summit. I'm your host and licensed marriage and family therapist, Debbie Steinberg-Kuntz. And in this session, we are recapping all 6 days of the summit. We're sharing insights and ahas. And right now we're gonna do day three, which is learning and school challenges. And we're joined by Jackie Byrne. And Jackie is the visionary behind Flex School, a learning network for gifted and 2E students. She loves all of the creative, quirky, and asynchronous minds, and figuring out how to reach each child is satisfying to her. And I agree, Jackie. Welcome to the summit.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled that you put this summit together. And I know our parents were thrilled to be able to watch. And I thought day three was fantastic.
Oh, good. I know there's so much in day three that we're only going to scratch the surface, and
absolutely
we can sort of inspire people to check out more than we'll have done our job.
They should definitely go back and just listen to the whole day.
Absolutely. So what stood out for you in day three?
So the main thing that stood out and was so gratifying and just wonderful was that everyone who was speaking loves these kids so much.
Yeah. And you can teach the teachers other things, but you can't teach them how to like the kids.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I think about when I look at kids and I hear parents despairing about what their child is going to turn into when they look at the way that they are now. And I think about the 2E kids who grow into adults, and they're the artists and the filmmakers and the entrepreneurs and the engineers who are, you know, really out of the box, and they are following up on something very interesting. And they didn't look like what they look like as adults when they were kids. And they had all of these rough edges. And the kids we get have rough edges. And all of that good stuff is still in there. It's just that the rough edges are still there, and that's okay.
Yeah, you know? And I love how Robin Shader shared that mountain picture, and that, you know, so often in typical schools, we're looking for what's wrong. And right. Really, if you look at the summit of the mountain, you're looking for what's possible. And right. I think that whole conversation is a game changer, that we're looking for what's possible, and yes, we're going to look at strengths and weaknesses, but let's all focus on what's possible.
Absolutely. And in an IEP meeting, you know, they focus on what's wrong and remediation, and that's certainly important, and making sure that the challenges are supported is important, but without the gifts and without letting them free in some areas, you know, it's not possible to bring out their best. So I loved that as well.
Yeah.
Barb Oakley was talking about how these are the, you know, that some of the most successful people are horrible in school. And it's so true. It's almost become a cliche. Like, you know, this entrepreneur had horrible grades, dropped out of school, you know, didn't care about school. And when you look at those kids at the time that that's happening, and you listen to the parents and you hear the despair because they think there's no way that they'll ever be successful in a world that doesn't include being good in school. It's heartbreaking. And it's a big leap to go from my kids failing and they're so smart to, wow, they're still going to be able to be fine, but they will be fine.
Yeah, and I got so much feedback in the summit from parents that were just like, thank you so much for exposing me to a version of my child's future that's really hopeful and really positive. And it reminds me of what Robin was saying about, you know, kids don't have to be gifted all the time. They don't have to be good at everything. They're going to be certain people are going to be good at certain things in certain situations. And I think Barb echoed this, that let's help a child be good at something, not everything, right. At something.
Right. I thought both of those things were very freeing, not just for the parents, but for the kids. Mm-hmm. If you have the pressure, you know, sometimes kids feel a lot of pressure of being labeled gifted. If you tell them that they aren't going to be gifted all the time, in all circumstances, at all times, what a relief. It doesn't mean you're not gifted. It just means well, you're having a bad moment.
Right,
it's just, you know, bad's even the wrong word. Like, it just, you know, it's just, well, we're not on fire right now.
Exactly. I love that. Yeah, lots of not on fire moments.
Exactly. And we all have them, right?
So, we all have them. Yes,
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
One of the things that really stuck out for me, just such a lightning bolt of an idea, is doing action research. And, you know, because I think so many parents feel in the dark on this 2E journey. They don't know what to try. They don't know what's going to work for their child, because 2E is really a niche-y thing, right, to have a gifted child with challenges. Right. So to say, and I shared the story of my son who said, you know, I'm sick of all these solutions people are throwing at me, which, you know, we're not surprised, he is a therapist as a mother. But I took Robin's advice. I said, okay, let's try some action research. Let's do it your way for a couple of weeks and let's see how it goes. And we did that and we had pluses and minuses. And so taking everything, I think her two phrases were, I wonder what would happen if, and let's try it. And I just love that spirit of experimentation.
I thought that was fantastic too. And her opportunity maker sense of going out and exploring the whole world, which I think goes hand in hand with that. And the other side of the action plan, you know, is, well, how did that work?
Yeah.
You know, did it work for you? Well, how could we change it next time? And it just leads into this whole journey of exploration. And she's fantastic when she talks about that. The action research reframes how to parent.
So true. So true. That collaboration, the conversation. Right. And then Sue Bao mentioned really tapping into kids' intrinsic motivation. And in our pre-chat, you were sharing the story about the Shark Tank assignment.
Yeah. So we have an entire group of kids who, you know, could talk about anything, argue in front of the Supreme Court, I think, and they have a really difficult time writing. And so we wanted them to write a persuasive essay, but that is not particularly interesting. So we turned it into a Shark Tank competition, and I gave money that I would give, they could decide to purchase something for the makerspace, and whoever had the best idea would win, and I would buy that. And they have to write a persuasive essay at the end of this, but along the way, they're writing presentations and they're going to present to me, and I'm not allowed in the room. It's very secretive right now. And they're very excited. They have no problem going to that class. And if we don't make it fun and we don't find something that they're interested in, then, you know, we're going to have a difficult time getting them to be engaged. And honestly, you know, Sue Baum's completely right. And I'm a lot more engaged if I'm interested, right? I mean, I think everyone is like that. And to expect kids to sit in class and be engaged in every subject and every sub-subject all day long isn't really all that realistic. And that's not what happens to adults. And yet we expect that from kids.
And that reminds me of Jade Rivera, who, what an epiphany, no grades and no homework.
I know.
Sign me up.
Her school is just wonderful. And I think that she has such a clear vision of the way to allow kids to flourish without the constraints of traditional schooling to hold them back from being their best selves.
So cool. So cool. The other thing that really stuck out for me was seeing if the light is in your child's eyes, because so many parents don't know whether they should keep their child in a certain learning environment or pull them, look for something else. And I thought that's such a simple way that on a persistent basis, is the light in your child's eyes? What a great little gauge.
I thought that was wonderful too. And if it's not there persistently and you try to change the environment and you try to help your child struggle through whatever it is that they're struggling with, because of course, just changing the environment because your kid is being challenged in some way isn't necessarily the right way to go about it either, right? Sometimes a struggle is good.
Right.
But at some point, as a parent, it's tough to let go of what you think is the right way to go to school and to go to college and to have a career, to step off and say, for this child, this is not the right thing. And then I think it's time to look for something else.
Yeah. And I love how Debbie Reber is so, you know, willing to share her journey. And she tried her son in a number of different schools. And they said, okay, let's just totally shake things up. Let's move to Europe. Let's homeschool. And she said, you know, I don't know if this is our, we don't really have a five-year plan. This is working now. What's right. going to work next month might be different. So that whole idea of action research, and I wonder what would happen if.
Let's right. try. I mean, she's living that, right? And yeah. she was so brave, and she knew that what was happening wasn't the right thing for her child. And she went with her gut and her love for her, you know, her sense of her child from living with him mm-hmm. to being able to create an environment that was best for him. And what an extraordinary thing.
What a gift. Because I think one of the really huge take-home messages of day three was that where should we focus as parents of two e-kids? It's not necessarily on the grades, which our society is so focused on. It's right. how do we help this particular child grow into their personal best?
Right.
And what environment will help them get there?
Yeah, and that's all it is. And how do you let them fail and get back up? If you can teach them to learn and to fail and to try again and to think, this is just research. It's just fun. Like, scientists don't come up with the answer when they try, right? They spend 30 years trying to find the answer. Right. And if you're just looking for A's, you should not be a research scientist, right? And so teaching them a different way. And these kids are like hungry
yeah.
to experiment and, yes. and try something differently.
Well, Jackie, I could tell we have a ton to learn from you. We have to talk some more, but such
thank
a joy.
You. I would love to.
Oh, thank good.
You for inviting me to be a part of this. I'm thrilled, and what a gift you've given to the whole 2E community.
So cool. So cool. Well, thank you so much. I hope everybody watching goes and watches day three. So many great speakers that will just shift your whole paradigm about education.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Jackie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.